Let's turn now to a border where migrants are stuck, a common refrain these days. But in this case, we're talking about the border between Greece and Turkey. Turkey opened the door to Europe, allowing passage to migrants. Greece is one of the first places they go, but the Greek authorities don't want them. And Turkish police are now trying to prevent them from returning to Turkey. The World's Lydia Emanalidou is on the Greek side of that border.
That border on land is about 120 miles. I drove more than half of it today, and I ended up in the small village of Castagnes. That's where you have an official border crossing point, and it's where thousands of migrants have been congregating on the Turkish side trying to get into Greece.
Right, and it's also the same crossing point that EU officials visited earlier this week to just assess the situation, right?
That's correct. And over the last week, the Greek government has really stepped up the security here. There's a lot of police, a lot of military presence. You know, just walking around, I saw big police buses, you know, with bars on the windows. Migrants who get arrested end up being put in them. I saw this really big army truck with a lot of barbed wire on it. You know, they could put additional barbed wire on the fences. And in fact, Frontex, the European Border and Coast Guard Agency, is also sending people here to help Greek authorities in the coming days.
So we've seen on social media videos and pictures of scenes of real chaos along that border. Were you able to verify any of that?
No one besides the police and the army are actually allowed to get up really close to the point where we've seen all the action, as you said. I met a wheat farmer who has a plot of land right by the border fence, and he was actually nice enough to take me there. Technically, you know, people aren't allowed there, but because he has a plot of land there, we were able to go and get up close. And I was actually able to see the thousands of people, not from too close, but, you know, from I was able to see the thousands of people we've been seeing on social media lined up along the border. And, you know, while we were there, there was tear gas being thrown from the Turkish side to the Greek side. Later on in the evening, both sides started firing blanks at each other. You know, the Greek government says that was for deterrence.
So tear gas being launched from the Turkish side of the border, Turkey's blaming Greece for the violence, saying Greek forces are injuring and even killing some migrants. How are the Greek authorities responding to that?
The Greek government has categorically denied that. They say that this is propaganda coming from Turkey and that they're just trying to keep the situation under control. But they deny having killed or injured any migrants in the process. Greek authorities also say that, you know, over the last week, they've stopped more than 35,000 people who have tried to get in, and they've arrested a few hundred people who did make it through the border.
Lydia, what have locals told you about what they're seeing and how they feel about these tensions right on their doorstep?
One of the people I talked to about this is Fotini Gugulidou. She lives literally down the street from the official border crossing point. She's lived in this village, Castagnes, her whole life. And she said there's never been an issue like this until now.
Σαφώς. Σίγουρα είμαστε αγανακτισμένοι γιατί δεν βλέπουμε ενώ ήρθανε, είπανε.
She told me that she and other locals are really frustrated with EU officials in particular. As you said, they came and visited earlier this week, and she said now she's just waiting to see what happens. You know, the EU has promised to give Greece money to help deal with the situation, and Fotini Gugulidou told me she wants to see that happening. She said that in the meantime, all of this is really affecting people's day-to-day lives, for the people that live there, and especially for the people that have businesses in the area.
What did she tell you about the businesses, Lydia?
So she's saying that, you know, restaurants, hotels, all sorts of businesses are being affected because, you know, as I said, this little village is right by the Turkish border. And so people would go in and out. People from Turkey would come to Greece. People from Greece would go to Turkey. And, you know, that was really interesting to hear because, as you know, Greece and Turkey have a really long history of conflict. And that conflict plays out even today in personal ways between Greeks and Turks. But along this border, there are some real relationships between Greeks and Turkish people. And Fotini Gugulidou told me that's being really impacted because people can't cross, not even legally. The border is completely shut, at least temporarily. And she and other people I talked to told me that they're not angry at the Turkish people. They're angry at the Turkish government.
The world's Lydia Emanalidou with the latest from the Greek side of the border between Turkey and Greece. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.